I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this hump day, Wednesday, February 19th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us today is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses there in Gaylord. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Chuck and Randy. Day late and a dollar short, brother.
Yes, I apologize. We had a doctor's appointment I couldn't miss with Miss Vicky. Everything turned out great. But wanted to have you on today because you put together an event that you hosted there at the Iron Pig for the residents of Hayes Township last night. How did it go? Who showed up? What did you guys talk about?
It went well. It was specifically sort of last minute. These things that we're trying to organize, this is the second meeting that we've had regarding the 45th parallel solar development in Hayes Township right here in Otsego County in Gaylord. And over the summertime, I had a couple of residents come to me and say, hey, they're looking at building a 1,100-acre solar development across the street from us. We want to stop this. We just moved up here. It's so beautiful. Now they're going to be destroying the land across the street from us. What can you do? Do you know somebody that can help? And, of course, I happen to know a wonderful attorney with 25 years of zoning ordinance background, my attorney, Dave Delaney. So we started having conversations back in August, September to see what we could do because this all revolves around that new Public Act 233, which came into effect November of 2024.
Right.
So this is real new, and what we've done is put together really, and I'm hesitant to say it, but I'll say it, we put together a lawsuit to stop the RWE development in Gaylord. And a blueprint, we believe, to stop any application from a battery, wind, or solar development in Michigan utilizing Public Act 233. So, in short, I'm looking to take down PA 233, brother.
Now, for those who don't know what that PA 233 is, this is a public act that the Democrats and the Republican minority situation, Democrat majority, I should say, in both the House, the Senate, all the committees. This was last year. This was before the November 5th election, before the Republicans took back majority in the House. Ian, this was something that was passed in the House, passed in the Senate, and signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And this is part of the Clean Energy Act, or is this a separate public act as it's defined?
So we're talking about MCL 460.1221, 1223, a couple of them there. So the public act, really what we're finding out is that the Michigan Public Service Commission basically wrote their own order, right? That's what PA 233 is.
Got
and this
it.
Is why this lawsuit, once again, is in our wheelhouse. We have another situation, again, big surprise, Randy, the executive branch, once again, is writing law. And that's essentially what PA 233 is an executive branch order that takes MCL 460 and bastardizes the language in such a way that they create this PA 233 that is a terribly written law. They did it so quick, so hastily, that it's deeply defective and flawed. And that's what we plan on showing with our declaratory action relief lawsuit that we're going to file here pretty soon.
Basically, giving the Michigan Public Service Commission, the panel that is appointed, non-elected people appointed by the governor, to basically approve these projects without going through local zoning ordinances.
Oh, but it's so much more than that, my friend.
Well, then you're going to tell me about it. Unbelievable. Short break, a word from our sponsors. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
SecuritySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse is there in Gaylord. So this, Ian, goes even further than what they did from the news reports that I read and studied, where they were going to basically give local communities a little bite at the apple. But if you screw around with these solar farms, windmills, whatever, part of the Clean Energy Act of 2040 is what they're hoping to do. Basically, this is giving them the opportunity to bypass the local ordinances, and bypassing the local ordinances because you guys didn't approve it, we're just going to bypass you guys and take it directly to the Michigan Public Service Commission. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. What's crazy is in this PA 233, they have five standards, or what I like to call non-standard standards. And really what they are is it's things like noise, height of the panels, sound. One of them is must be dark sky friendly lighting. That's literally what it says. That's it, dark sky friendly lighting. These five standards, so setbacks, fencing, height, sound, and friendly lighting. Those are the only five standards that any municipality or ordinance creator can put, are these five standards that PA 233 sets out. So what I liken it to is, and this is my background before I was in the restaurant business, was golf courses. So imagine I'm developing, or we're developing, a golf course. We go to the planning commission and say, hey, we want to put a golf course here, da-da-da-da-da. You look at the local ordinances. Now imagine the state creates an ordinance that covers the entire state governing golf courses with only five standards. Then they say, by law, the local planning commission has 120 days to pass this golf course application. Otherwise, you and I can take our golf course application to the Michigan Golf Course Public Association, right? I'm just making this up. 120 days. In no other area, no other field, and no other industry has this happened. Five simple standards and 120 days. Randy, I don't even get to say, hey, I want my liquor license in 120 days.
Sure.
This is insane. They completely are siding with the developers with making it incredibly easy to put these things in, and the time frame in which to enact them or pass them. And if they don't, if they deny it, or if they put additional standards beyond the five that are listed in PA 233, the developer can immediately end around the local municipality and go right to the Michigan Public Service Commission. So it's completely taking out all local control. So what I'm advocating for is any municipality, county, township, whatever, that has one of these renewable PA 233 applications in front of it, please pass them. I know it sounds crazy, but pass the application, and then you can challenge in local court, not in Lansing in the Court of Claims. So if
stop right there, because that goes against every single ounce of my body to do what
too.
You just said.
Yeah, because, me too. And listen, Randy, I got up in our Otsego County Planning Commission a week and a half ago and told that planning commission, you guys need to pass this. And I caught some grief for that, a couple, including one of our county commissioners, that I'm upset at you for saying that. And I had to explain to him exactly what I just said. We need
So when you pass them locally,
the control stays locally.
It stays local because you're not denying it, which would trigger them taking it away from the local control and moving it to the Michigan Public Service Commission in Lansing.
So if last week, if they had gotten wind what we were trying to do and not passed this application, or if they had just not passed it, they could immediately go to the Michigan Public Service Commission. Now, this action, this declaratory relief that we're going to file soon, we wouldn't be able to do that in Otsego County. That would have to go to the Court of Claims, the swamp of all swamps. So that's why I've been telling people, please pass these locally. I know you don't want them, or maybe some municipalities do, but if you don't, pass them, and then we can challenge. We'll call me, find me, reach out to me. We will find a way via this action that we're bringing. It's a blueprint that can be used around the state to stop these, but they need to be kept local. So pass them locally and then file declaratory relief in the local court. So it stays local with a local judge, not going down to the swamp in Lansing.
Now, point of clarification, did the Otsego board, did they pass the application or did they deny it?
They passed it with only one dissenting vote.
So they got the message from you as to what your attorney, David Delaney's plan is.
No, that's incorrect. We did not tell them anything.
They approved this on their own.
Well, so they made a mistake. They passed it with a 2021 renewable energy ordinance, which is no longer valid. PA 233
replaced that ordinance.
Yes, but it requires you to adopt what they call a CREO, a compatible renewable energy ordinance. Otsego County never passed a CREO. They simply passed this application based on the 2021 renewable energy ordinance, which is no longer valid. That is also going to be part of the suit. So basically what we're saying is our planning commission passed this application basically illegally, if you will, not a crime, but just they didn't have the authority to actually pass because they don't have a CREO. That's the first part. So we're going to force RWE now to go back and reapply, but also we're now going to have the planning commission here in Otsego County adopt a CREO. So that will also take time. So what we've done is we've delayed this development here in Otsego County, or will be when we file.
Sure.
And then we're going to be seeking a declaratory relief along with the stopping of this. We're going to challenge the legality and the constitutionality, moreover, of PA 233 and MCL 460-1211 and some others there.
Sure.
That is what this is all about.
All about. Now, let me ask another question. When you plan to file, is this going to end up being in the same court where Judge Hunter is located?
It will be, yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm understanding the process now. Because you're doing this at the local level, utilizing this strategy that basically you've used very successfully in the past, standing up to the health department against the Iron Pig, this now you're just changing your target from the health department to basically this Public Act 233.
Yeah, again, an executive branch agency has written law and has enacted law, just like they did with the health department orders, just like they did with the emergency powers of the Governor Act. All of these things come from the executive branch. It's an overreach and it's abuse of power. And at the end of the day, it's tyranny. This is not what our founding fathers had envisioned, was a centralized planning spot for ordinances. You can't just put a blanket ordinance out for the entire state that clearly gives the advantage to the developers, right? That's what we want, is the local control returned back to the citizens locally. That's why we like these things in our local court systems, because these judges are elected by us in this community. They're beholden to us, the voters here. The Court of Claims, that's the governor's court. She appoints all of those people in the Court of Claims. That's why we've never wanted to go there. That's why this large county lawsuit that is happening, that's why that is in the Court of Claims. Because when you sue a government agency, it automatically goes to the Court of Claims. Again, the swamp of all swamps. Keep it locally. Keep the judicial action locally. Keep all of it as local as possible. That's what every person I heard that when MPSC came out with this PA 233, that's what everybody was upset about. It removes the local control, and that's what we want.
Yeah, and the other component of this, Ian, this is, as I'm listening to you talk, and I'm envisioning how many other laws did the Democrats control the House and Senate, Governor Whitmer signed into law that could basically be looked at now under these colored glasses to say, wait a minute, they did this over here, maybe when it came to red flag laws or safe storage laws, or I mean, they passed so much crap last year and the year before while they had that trifecta going. This now gives us a whole nother perspective to go and look at all these other laws to see if they could be challenged, perhaps using the same legal strategy.
Correct. You know, and there's an old saying, when your enemy, if you will, is making a mistake, don't interrupt them. And they made so many. And this 233 is a shining example of how they're trying to centralize the power. And the reason why they wanted to centralize the power is because they found out that the citizens, the voters, don't want these projects wherever. They don't want them. So that's why they wrote PA 233 to usurp the local control and push these projects through. Remember, she's got till 2040 to make 100% renewable energy in Michigan, which that's never going to happen.
Right.
But when your agenda is not being implemented the way you want, tyrants will find a way to get their agenda implemented. And that's what PA 230 does. And it's deeply flawed. And that's what we're going to expose here pretty soon.
Very good. From a tactical standpoint, when do you think you'll be filing the lawsuit?
I couldn't say exactly. It could be a week. It could be a month. But it will be soon. You know, this is a moving target. I have not heard if the Michigan Public Service Commission has approved any project under 233 yet, right? I mean, it's relatively new. November 2024 was when it came into effect. So I sure. haven't heard that they've passed anything yet, but it doesn't matter. We want to stop this dead in its tracks. And these arguments are so well thought out and clear-cut and have precedent setting behind them. And on top of that, there is actually from St. Clair County, the health department wrote a health order explaining how unhealthy and a threat to the safety and welfare of citizens these solar panels are. So here's a crazy world where I now have, and this lawsuit's not just me. There's five other property owners involved in this. We are now citing a health department order that solar panels are unhealthy. So I go from suing the health department to now using health department orders to back
right.
one of our arguments. Like it's an amazing thing. But this is what happens. Yeah, go ahead.
Got a text real quick before we wrap up. can this lawsuit be expanded to other counties, municipalities where they're looking at these projects? They're all over the place. Can they join in and be part of the plaintiffs in this case?
Only if you live in Otsego County for this particular declaratory action.
Got it. Because it is
specifically after this one and this development.
But could they use this model in their
yes.
area, changing obviously locale and keeping it in their local courts locally?
Yes. We have very specific arguments to how this played out here in Otsego County, but there are at least three other arguments or counts, if you will, that can easily be applied in Sheboygan County or Leelanau County or wherever there happens to be a 233 application that is either up for approval or has been approved. Those are the two situations where we can come in and we can get involved and we can say, hey, here's the blueprint moving forward to destroy this. And I would love to see, there's 87 counties in Michigan?
83.
I would love to see 83 separate declaratory actions trying to destroy PA 233.
Love
That's it, what
love
we
it,
want
it.
To do.
All right, good. Good information, good update. We're going to be talking more with Ian about this on Tuesday. My phone's blowing up with text messages, but we do the best we can, Ian. Greatly appreciate the fight. Stay strong, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
Bottom of the hour break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.